Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Maria Bell, the founder and CEO of DTISIM, Situational Awareness Technologies, providing next-generation support to schools and institutions across the United States. And Dr. Bell, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you and happy to have you as well and really appreciate your time today. So to kick things off, what were the motivations for launching DTISIM?
So I launched the company in December of 21. At that time, I was interested in trying to develop medical applications in the metaverse. So I invested in scanning equipment that allows us to take things from the real world and put them in the virtual world. So there's very sophisticated LiDAR scanning equipment. And so I purchased that and hired a young graphic design new graduate from a local college. And so he started to scan whatever we could scan just to get familiar with the technology. The models that are generated are similar to what you would see perhaps in a real estate virtual tour. However, the technology that we use allows us to put much more information into the model. So we had scanned a church here in Sioux Falls and inserted a lot of information. For instance, the stained glass windows, who was the artist, what is it depicting, things like that. And the church posted it on their website, and they received a lot of great feedback about all the information that was in the model. And you walk through the church, and you hit a button, and it tells you the information about whatever that thing is. So the Catholic schools wanted us to do something similar for marketing purposes for the Catholic schools. And then at that point, Uvalde, Texas occurred, the tragedy at Robb Elementary School. And it was clear to me that first responders did not know anything about the interior of that school. And so that was my kind of aha moment, where I thought perhaps doing a 3D scan of a school and inserting first responder information might be helpful. That's how I started.
Totally makes sense to me why you were motivated to launch DTISIM, and we are thankful for your efforts, no doubt about that. Tell us about situational awareness technologies and their use in deterring threats to security in schools.
So I would say, as far as determine, not so much that, but it just allows the first responders to get into the school much more quickly and safely for them as well. So we generate the scan. We do this in concert with the first responders, and they tell us what they want in the model. For instance, firefighters want to know about rooftop equipment. They want to know where that 20,000-pound AC unit is and over which room in the school is it. So we're able to get a drone view, a rooftop view, and they can see the room numbers underneath. As far as other things, that the SWAT team from Minnesota and Iowa actually tested our model. They had an active shooter scenario in an elementary school, and the teams that did not have access to our technology, the average time for them to enter the school and put two simulation bullets into their target was about 7 minutes and 30 seconds. And the teams that used the model, they had 60 seconds to review the model prior to entry into the school. They were given the room number, and they were able to complete their mission in about 31 seconds. So there's about a 15x difference in the time it takes to get to the target when you use our model.
Dr. Bell, another question for you. How does DTI SIM work with school boards in implementing its technology? Get into some of the details there.
So the business model is that the soft target, like the school, is actually the purchaser of the technology. We scan their school, and then we work with first responders in that community to make sure that our model is deployable in the current dispatch software. So we tested that. They had a mandatory training session for first responders. There was a geofence that was created around the mandatory venue. And as first responders crossed over the geofence line, our school model popped up in their either their iPhone or their Android or their tablet or whatever they're using in their squad car. So we were able to demonstrate that. And that's really the proprietary part of our system, is being able to interface with the existing emergency dispatch software and deploy the model.
Once again, we want to thank you for joining us here today and introducing DTI SIM to the audience today. We're speaking with Dr. Maria Bell, again, the founder and CEO of DTI SIM, Situational Awareness Technologies, providing next generation support to schools and institutions across the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast. Now, we're now continuing on. Where do you see the technology expanding in application in and beyond the classroom?
So any soft target would be a good place to use this technology. We are also developing additional functionality for the model with software engineers. Right now, we are placing a beacon. So if dispatch has good information about where a crisis or an active shooter is, they can place a beacon in the model at their dispatch office. That beacon will show up on all the models that the first responders have without refreshing the screen or anything like that. Additionally, they can designate when rooms and hallways have been cleared by SWAT, which is helpful during a crisis, but also clearing after the crisis is over. They have to clear the entire building. So that's been a helpful tool for them as well. We've scanned government buildings, county courthouses, things like that.
Also, another question for you, looking ahead, what do you actually envision DTI SIM in 5 years' time?
I think it's hard to predict because the technology is changing so quickly. For instance, things like, you know, Google Glasses, they didn't, you know, they weren't successful, but there's several other companies that are producing similar technology. So that would allow us to have a hands-free model by using, you know, eyewear that first responders could utilize. And then with regard to other applications, our school principal that's worked with us the most has actually been using it for non-security things. He uses it to do orientation for new faculty or for custodial new employees. He uses it for recruitment of new faculty when he goes to job fairs. He uses it for recruitment of new students. He can have the parents and child walk through the school with him without having to drive 4 or 5 hours to go to the school. So there are other regular type of activities that school principals can use the technology for.
Again, Dr. Bell, thank you for joining us here today. And before you go, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
I think it's important for parents to know that most first responders have never been in the school where their child goes to school. I was shocked to find that out, but that's truly the case. And so by having this technology, the first responders can preview, train in that model, and then have it at their fingertips when the crisis occurs.
Always great to be prepared. And we, again, thank you for your efforts in introducing DTI SIM to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details online and have a way of being in contact as needed?
The email contact@DTISIM.com.
And of course, we'll make that link available within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Dr. Bell, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Maria Bell, the founder and CEO of DTISIM, Situational Awareness Technologies, providing next-generation support to schools and institutions across the U.S. And for all the details, visit DTISIM.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24-7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.